Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So glad you're here today because we are talking about creating your own personal transformation.
And I am here to tell you that it is so much easier than you might think. But I've been in the place where I felt it was overwhelming, right? Whether it was weight loss or what seemed sometimes even harder than weight loss was developing a really healthy, balanced relationship with food. That felt like a million miles away, like a series of changes that were beyond me, but I was looking at it wrong. And if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like the change you want to make isn't possible for you or is too hard or too much, today's episode is going to help because it's going to show you just how straightforward, simple, and manageable creating change really is. I love the idea of personal transformation. I've always found it super empowering. I've found it to be an idea full of possibility because we all need to return as often as we can to the reality that we have the ability to change just about anything in our lives. We can create a dramatically different reality with our finances, with our career, with our relationships, with our health, with our bodies, with just about anything. We have so much power, and most of us are not living into our potential. We're not living up to our potential. We're staying in our comfort zone and not experiencing all that life has to offer, all that we have to offer ourselves. This idea of creating a personal transformation, I don't choose to see as overwhelming. I choose to see it as exciting. And I hope that you can get excited with me. Today, the way that we're going to break this down is thanks to one of my current 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. She is what I call a rookie, which means she's in her first 12 weeks. And she wrote a poem about her experience in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. And it gave me goosebumps every single time. Like, I read it the first time and I was like, wow. And then 10 minutes later, I went back to it and it gave me chills again. And the third time I read it and I was still so inspired by it, I said, hey, can I share this? And she said, absolutely. I think this is a really great way to break down how much easier it is than we might think to create our own personal transformation in any area of our lives. And to remind us all that no matter what change you want to create in your life, there's something you can do to move the needle today. To remind you that as easy as it is to focus on the past, on the frustration, on the perceived barriers, we always have the choice to focus on what we can do right now. And as we do that, change gets easier. I write in Chasing Cupcakes about the difference between the hard road and the easy road. And this perspective shift that we're going to talk about today is really about taking us off the hard road and putting us on that easier path. So I'm going to read this poem that comes from Shannon L. Thank you, Shannon. You're amazingly talented, and I'm grateful for your inspiration. And then we're going to break it down. What does this mean for you? What can you do with it? The poem is titled 84 Days, because there are 84 weeks in our 12 Weeks to Transformation, and you'll also hear her reference 24 days, because at the time she wrote the poem, there were our 24 days left in our winter 12 Weeks to Transformation. The spring 12 Weeks to Transformation kicks off on April 7th, but registration is already open to the wait list. So make sure if you want to take part in this, if you want to work in part of this community, have me as your coach. Go to primalpotential.com/transform. That is where you can learn more, hop on the wait list, register, and see the live session, a recording of the live session that I did with folks on the wait list just last night. So let's begin with this poem from Shannon called 84 Days. 84 days to make myself proud. 84 days to say it out loud. That I am not limited. Oh no, not me. I get to choose who I want to be. 84 days to rewrite my story. 84 days to shine in my glory. My brain believes what I tell it to. I tell it to be happy and powerful too. 84 days for me to let go. 84 ways to say, drama? Just no. Emotional waste just isn't my style. I'm staying in reality, not getting riled. 84 days of daily fresh starts. 84 days of doing my part.
Daily, I'll journal and set my small goals, and soon I'll realize that I'm on a roll. 84 days of choosing to be grateful. 84 days of being optimistic and hopeful. Focusing my mind on beauty and grace, beginning to see possibilities all over the place. 84 days of what do I want? 84 days of questions and thoughts. I answered the questions and my heart is reeling. I just discovered the goal is the feeling. 84 days and yes, I did drift. 84 thoughts and emotions to sift. I got sucked into my own futile nonsense. I needed EB, her words and good sense. Now it's 24 days and I'll finish well. 24 days with a mindset that's swell. I've set new goals, and they're big and they're good. They'll take some effort, as worthwhile goals should. 24 days and I am undaunted. 24 days to get where I wanted. I don't need a formula or scalpel precision. I just keep on making one good decision. 84 days of creative solutions. 84 days of generating motivations. I'm making goals with energy and passion. I'm even manufacturing enthusiasm. 84 days of affirmations. 84 days of identity creation. Now I'm prepared to go from strength to strength. I'm standing tall now. I am as I think. Oh my goodness. That is just so profound and powerful in its simplicity. In the truth it shows us about how we can create personal transformation. And I love it because it's a beautiful reflection of the process inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation. So thank you, Shannon, for your gift and for sharing it with us and for allowing me to share it with the broader Primal Potential audience, because I think it is so powerful. I want to break this down a little bit and use this as a tool to remind all of us of the elements of creating personal transformation and just how tangible they are. 84 days to make myself proud. 84 days to say it out loud that I am not limited. Oh no, not me. I get to choose who I want to be. In episode 480 of the podcast, I talked about this idea that transformation is now. And in episode 559, I talked about the identity journal that was a theme of the 12 Weeks to Transformation journal. And now it is the actual physical journal that I've created for that product, for that program. But the process we use to journal is about identifying who and how and what we want to be, and then looking for opportunities in the day we are in, today, right now, next choice, to show up as that version of ourselves. We don't have to think of it as this far out point. We get to choose who and how and what we want to be. And it is not a wish. It is not a dream. It is not this far off place. It is something we choose to do today. 84 days to rewrite my story. 84 days to shine in my glory. My brain believes what I tell it to. I tell it to be happy and powerful too. If you haven't listened yet to episode 571 about limiting beliefs, that is a really important place to go back to. That is the essence of the mindset work we do in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, because your brain believes what you tell it to. So if your brain believes, because you're telling it, I'm an emotional eater, I'm inconsistent, I'm stuck, I'm unmotivated, well, I believe you, and so does your brain, and your behaviors will fall in line with that set of beliefs, but your brain believes what you tell it to. So if you wake up and you say, I am capable of making one good choice at a time today, I am capable just for today of taking great care of myself, your brain will believe that too. And then it's a matter of which message do you send the most? The most in a day, the most in your life. We need more repetitions of those positive and empowering messages, because if you're like me, You've got a long track record of messages that weren't powerful, that weren't empowering, that did not align with how and who and what you want to be. 84 days of daily fresh starts, 84 days of doing my part. One of the things that folks in the 12 weeks to transformation might get a little tired of me saying is your part versus my part. And I hammer this basically every week. What my part is, what your part is, and all you have to do is show up and do your part. And doing your part is not that much, right? We are not asking you for these big behavioral overhauls, for these massive radical shifts in the way that you think. We are creating baby steps. It is just about the day you are in. It is not about your past. It is not about your future. It is just about today. Focusing my mind on beauty and grace, beginning to see possibilities all over the place. We redirect. And you can do this now. You don't have to wait for the 12 weeks to transformation. Every time you notice thoughts going to the problem, emotions going to the problem, going to the past, beating yourself up, focus your mind on beauty and grace. You'll begin to see possibility all over the place. Focus your mind on what you want because you move in that direction. Your thoughts create your feelings. Your thoughts are the precursors for your choices. You have the power, as do I, in any and every moment to turn your attention to what you do want. Aligning, this is one of the big themes of the 12 weeks to transformation, aligning your attention and your intention. Too often these are at odds. Our intention is to get healthy, to make better choices, to take better care of ourselves, to be financially responsible. But our attention is on all the problems, all the barriers, all the temptations, the frustrations of the past. You have the ability to align your attention and your intention in every moment, and it is a game changer. 84 days of what do I want? 84 days of questions and thoughts. I answered the questions and my heart is reeling. I just discovered the goal is the feeling. Whoo! Mic drop. This isn't just a question of what do I want in general. Every single day when we open up the 12 Weeks to Transformation journal, we're saying, what do I want for this day? And what do I need to do or not do to ensure that I'm getting what I want from this day instead of just being reactive? Instead of jumping from one thought, one task, one emotion to the next, how do I want to feel as I go through this day? And what will I do or not do to make sure that I feel that way? Whether it is confidence, whether it is I want to feel peaceful, I want to feel focused, I want to feel in control. Okay, what will I do to make sure that I create that? 24 days and I am undaunted. 24 days to get where I wanted. I don't need a formula or scalpel precision. I just keep on making one good decision. We don't do meal plans, food lists, budgeting, none of that. It is just about the next good decision. Yeah, we have a framework of paying attention, of changing your mindset, of learning what really works for your body and what doesn't, of asking the questions every single day so we learn to become better thinkers. But at the end of the day, it doesn't come down to the plan, the strategy. That's where most of us have wasted so much time and energy and effort, putting all the priority on the plan and the strategy, when in reality, it doesn't take a formula or scalpel precision. You just keep on making one good decision. Thank you, Shannon. Amen. Amen. And it wraps up so beautifully. I'm standing tall now. I am as I think. You can make these changes today. You can begin to live this way today, to ask these questions today, to redirect your attention today, to seize the opportunities in front of you today. There's no reason to wait. But there's also a lot of power in saying, I think I need a coach. And that coach doesn't have to be me at all. Maybe I'm not your vibe. Why are you listening to this podcast if I'm not your vibe? But still, for real. In areas that really matter to me, in areas where I feel like there's a very high return if I get it right, where I would benefit from coaching and structure and discipline, I make that investment because there's a return on that. I have a coach at the CrossFit box. Because I know that when somebody is paying attention to me, when somebody knows whether I'm there or I'm not there, if I'm doing the work or I'm not doing the work, that is valuable to me. That is helpful to me. The accountability is still my own. I could say, I don't care about you. But I think having a coach and having a financial investment in myself via that coach, I've put money on the line, is a very valuable tool for me. Same thing in my business. It pays off in multiples when I have a coach who can see things that maybe I can't see from that perspective. Maybe while I'm in the maze, they're in the helicopter and they're like, yo, I've got a better view than you. So trust me on this. Let's try this and see what happens. That is immensely valuable to me. And many of you are probably like, nope, that would not help me. But if you are, open your mind to the possibility. Do not limit yourself because of fear or ego or unknown, because you're only cheating yourself. You're holding yourself back from your full potential when you do that. You are blunting your own ability to create a personal transformation. I want to wrap up with a win that one of you shared with me. But before I read that win, I just want to say, if there's something in your heart, there's something in your soul that's like, it's time to create a change. It's time to stop struggling. Go to primalpotential.com/transform. Registration is opening up for our spring 12 weeks to transformation. The day you register, your identity journal goes in the mail to you. So the sooner you register, the sooner you get that identity journal. And if you are on the wait list, then you're going to get all the information about the details, the nuts and bolts. I'll be sharing them here on the podcast shortly, but you don't need to wait for that. You can go right to the wait list and watch the replay of the Q&A that I did with folks who are already on the wait list and get that detail. So just go to primalpotential.com/transform. This win came to me via email. I love hearing your wins. You can send them to me or any questions by going to primalpotential.com/inbox. Every single Saturday, I'm doing a third episode of the show where I just answer your questions, coach you through your challenges. So you can submit any questions at primalpotential.com/inbox and also share your wins. I love seeing them and I love sharing them on the show. This one came via email and it says, I found you in the summer of 2018 and began simply with your golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which you can hear in episode 195. It says, I began to feel better, to have fewer cravings, and eventually I lost 25 pounds. I have my younger body back and I feel good every day. Thank you for your generosity, your commitment, and your clear, timely help. I feel like you are in my corner, that I'm connected to you. All of your tools are useful to me. Changing the way I journal has been a major reinforcer of what is working. The daily coaching messages in the 12 weeks to transformation are jewels. I've adopted many new ways to handle old frustrations. I love the simply stated, straightforward difficulty of the challenges and how they build on each other. There are layers of subtlety possible that interact beautifully with my meditation practice and my desire to remain conscious, aware, awake, and mindful. You point out so many nuances. One of my chief goals in working with you was to stop the compulsive eating that was narcotizing me and interfering with my spiritual practices. I wanted deeper freedom and clarity, not distraction from feeling miserable or regretful. Excess is not helpful. Blessings on your day, your life. You are giving a significant amount of goodness to the world. And so are you by sharing this win with me so that I can share it with everybody else. Guys, if you have questions about working with me, the best place to go is primalpotential.com/transform. If you've got questions in general, send them to primalpotential.com/inbox. Actually, you just navigate to primalpotential.com/inbox and you can submit them right there. They'll go to Sarah in her email and we will dive through them every Saturday on the podcast. So make sure to tune in to this coming Saturday's podcast where we'll be answering more of your questions and coaching through more of your challenges and concerns. Make today amazing and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.